Hi, dictation for Thomas Whittaker, THOMASWHITAKER. Date of birth is 4/7/65. Date of accident 6/20/2023. The service date is 10/10/2023. The patient is arriving here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially seen on 7/31/2023, 8/15/2023, 8/29/2023. The patient presented as a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 6/20/2023 when he hit into the left side when a 18-wheeler semi hit into his car from the left side to his front side, leading to a damage to the front right fender axle. He had an injury to the whiplash to the neck and right knee to the dashboard, causing him limping. Although he had no headaches, but he started having pain in the neck and the lower back with radiation to the right arm and right leg. Some pain in the right knee was reported, moderate pain, and a numbness tingling of the left finger. Numbness and tingling of the both great toe also reported. The patient has been placed for a conservative treatment at this time. He's going for physical therapy 3 times per week. He reports that he is almost 70% improved with the pain. However, the pain in the neck is still there at around 3 to 4, and lower back pain is also present 3 to 4. And the radiation to the right arm and right leg is still present the same way as before. He reports of cold, both the feet becoming cold and numb, especially the big toe and right knee is painful to the tune of around 5. He is doing physical therapy at Rios Rehab, chiropractic treatment at Dr. Pete, and he also reports that he does not want any injection treatment or any surgery. Patient does have a pre-existing issues of the left shoulder and also right knee. He reports 70% improvement. Please review the chart for the ADLs and for the additional history and substance abuse and compliance program. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 136/91, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 8/29/23, dictation number 1009-082. So the plan is to order an MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine to identify the damage. He has been requested to go to the same place where he has previous MRI in 2019. It appears that he had an accident in 2019 also, which has been concluded. But according to him, all the pain got worsened. He continues on his medication that were provided to him before, and no new medications are being provided. After the MRI is done, he'll be visiting us so that we can tailor his treatment plan accordingly. Thank you. The physical therapy still continues once a week until we can receive a physical therapy evaluation and recertification from the therapist. And focusing on the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder. He's allowed to work on a light duty job. Thank you.